No panic zone. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. Thank you for being here. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Coming to you live from Dallas, CPAC 2022. A lot going on here today, to say the least. And greatly appreciate you joining me here. Three big things for you to know about at this hour. Number one, Carrie Lake has won in the state of Arizona. It's official now as the Republican nominee. As the Republican nominee for governor. You've got that going on for you. Number two, scores of economists now say, you know what, this whole idea of the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 is absolute garbage. Joe Manchin's wrong. And number three, just a whole host of guests from CPAC. How about that? I think that's what we're going to do here today, just a whole host of guests from CPAC. In fact, we're going to go to a member of the Arizona Republican Party. Kelly Cooper, a restaurant owner, small business advocate in Arizona, just won the GOP nomination in Arizona against Greg Stanton in Arizona's 4th. Kelly, good to have you here.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Glad that you are here. And congratulations on your victory. Obviously, an important step for you toward the general election coming up on November the 8th. Tell me about the district that you won. Tell people about the district that you won and your challenges as a small business owner.
Okay, so the district we won is it's Arizona's Congressional District 4. It's Ahwatukee, Tempe, Chandler, Mesa, so it's the Southeast Valley. It's gone from about a 20-point Democrat district to a toss-up seat. And, you know, what drove me to run is exactly what you asked, the challenges of being a small business owner in today's climate and economics. You hear Manchin signing on to this detrimental policy of tax and spend, you know, green energy being subsidized and fossil fuels being penalized. And you understand that the supply chain gets hit at least 7 or 8 times along the way.
Sure does.
The labor pool gets hit because you're paying for more for gas. It's crushing on business.
Especially on restaurants. I know where I am, that restaurants took it on the chin over and over again. They, first of all, a variety of restaurants were locked down where I live, shut down, to never return. So to be a restaurant owner anywhere today is difficult because your prices continue to go up. There is a point of no return for your customers that they can't pay anymore. I've also noticed this, Kelly, that a lot of bars and restaurants where I am, they run one long shift in the middle of the day. For example, Michigan, where I live, you can serve alcohol till 2 in the morning, but many places are closing at 11 o'clock at night because they don't have the staff to stay until closing time, and so they're running a long shift in the middle of the day just to kind of keep everything moving. Is that something you've seen where you are?
Absolutely. You can't find enough staff because of the policies of this administration. And in order to try to gain as much sales as you can to try to survive as a business, you do. You end up running one long shift that sort of covers a late lunch all the way through early dinner, and you hope and pray. We shouldn't have to live this way. Our economy isn't built to live this way, and that's what I'm fighting for. That's why I'm running for Congress.
Well, and I'm glad you are. You sound like a level-headed, sharp guy, and I'm glad you're stepping into the arena because we need more people to do that. All right, so Carrie Lake came out on top of the Republican nomination for governor. Is that good news for Arizona? Do you believe that's a solid start in the right direction?
You know, I think that's absolutely great news for Arizona. Carrie Lake is going to be the fire with the drive and the passion and the vision for Arizona to drive us forward. And I look forward to helping out on the federal level, keeping Washington out of Arizona's business.
And what about the Senate race? Obviously very important, the Senate race in Arizona that you'll be front and center for as well. And I know your race has different, you have different priorities and so forth in your congressional race, but really it all comes back to the same things. Putting the citizens first, paring back taxes, getting the government out of our grill all the time, if you will, right? So what about that Senate race?
I think that we, you know, the voters have spoken. I think we ended with the right people. We're going to have the right slate of candidates. Some of the establishment has been crushed, and some of the new outside blood is coming in to bring some new leadership. Blake's going to do a great job.
So what do you think about the environment in Arizona in general? I mean, you look at the support, and one of the polls that keeps coming back to me is 27% support for Joe Biden in Iowa, and I'm thinking, man, that's pretty high. 27% is it's the lowest I've ever seen for any president in any poll ever. It's similar in Michigan, was at like 31%. I see national polls have him at 38%, yet I know that they have to poll in California and elsewhere, so I think that it's being held up falsely. What do you think his support level is in Arizona? What is the mood about turning red? Because, God, we need you.
Well, here's my take on it. There is, if God willing, we all participate, a red wave coming. And you can see that in these primaries. I believe somewhere in the neighborhood of 200,000 people, more people voted in the Republican primary for governor than in the Democrat primary. And that tells you where the excitement level is. It tells you where people are in what we want to see happen. It's clear as day. Don't believe your lion eyes is what the administration keeps telling us. And there's a whole host of smart America first, Arizona first people coming out to bring new leadership to correct the wrongs that we've been experiencing this
and hopefully
today.
One of those wrongs that Kelly Cooper here, by the way, soon to be a member of Congress from Arizona, won the Republican nomination to represent Arizona 4. And I think that it's got to be something that weighs on all people in your state, and that is the fact that the federal government is doing zero, from what I can tell, to secure your border, just zero, but claiming they're doing a great job.
They must live in la-la land, because what is actually happening on the border is very destructive, not just for Arizona, for all of America, but the weight that, and the pressure that it's putting on education, on the healthcare system, hospitals, the drugs that are being run, the humanitarian crisis. I mean, not all of these people that are coming across are terrible people, but the administration is continuing to push policies that is encouraging people to come. And then when they get here, they're getting stuck in this critical mass of people that want to get across the border. And then they get lumped in with the traffickers. There's abuse.
Well, then you mean the price that you pay for drug abuse and overdoses and filth and crime and, you know, the damage to the environment, the thing that nobody ever talks about, the backpacks, the garbage, the fecal matter, everything that's left in a very sensitive environmental area. I mean, where is the left on defending, the environment?
Oh, they're not here for that. That doesn't fit their narrative. Their narrative is to get as many new voters in as they can and damn everything else. So the environment's only important to them when it matters to what they're talking about, like subsidizing green energy. In this case, you're absolutely right. If you go down there, the border is littered with thrown away everything, backpacks, trash, fecal matter, all of it. It's all over the place.
And some bodies. The ranchers get to clean that up. Anyhow, Kelly Cooper, I wish you the very best. Just won the primary for Arizona's 4th. We're going to be watching this race. You come back and talk anytime because we need people that can tell us here in the North what's going on and all over the country as well because you live it every day, all right? So thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Hey, God bless. Semper Fi.
There you have it. Semper Fi, Kelly Cooper, Republican, in a place that was plus 20D and now a toss-up, so we wish him the very best. All right, more to come with Joseph Heumeier, Executive Director of the Center for Secure Free Societies at CPAC, next on the Steve Gruber Show.
It takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Bigby Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in the startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. TheGrindScore.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more, SteveGruber.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.